Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Kaf Chet. After a lengthy analysis on Amud Aleph, the Gemara finally concludes that the hide of a non-kosher animal can become tamei by serving as a tent, a cover over a corpse. But we don't have to assume, just because it can become tamei, that we don't have to assume that the covering of the Mishkan was specifically from a kosher animal. Then the Gemara quotes a halacha from Rabbi Yosef that only hide of behemoth tahora of a kosher animal might be used for Melecha Shemayim. So for the next few lines, the Gemara tries to figure out what was meant by the phrase Melecha Shemayim. After a few different suggestions from the world of Hilchos Tefillin, the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yosef is referring to hide used for the Tefillin straps. The Tefillin straps need to be made from kosher animals. In the middle of the Gemara raises the topic of the shin, of the Shel Rosh, the shin, which is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Interestingly, the Gemara does not mention two shins, which is what all of our tefillin have, but it's assumed that this is also part of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Gemara also doesn't spell out what the shin is meant to look like. We have a tradition already from the Gaonim of one three-headed and one four-headed shin. We also assume these designs are part of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, even though they're not in the Gemara either. In its core, these are called tefillin. Rather, if the shin is missing on these tefillin. So there's a separate discussion altogether about the other letters we form with tefillin, in particular the dalet, and whether this is truly required. But what's clear from here is that the shin is a real oath. It's a real letter. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Lama Beis, Sif Katan Kuf Tzedek Aleph, says that it would appear that if you don't make the shin of tefillin a mezuzah or sefer Torah, as long as it looks like a standard shin that works, the nicer shin is really a minhag. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, the minhag so from today is to make the nicer shin. So how is the shin made? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Lama Beis, Sif Mem Beis, describes when you make the mold, the shin is supposed to be pulled out from the material using tweezers to pull out the shin, as if one would be writing it. So Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Kuf Tzedek Gimel quotes a different method, which is easier. Making a mold rather than forming a shin, you push back the rest of the background to be left with a shin. So this brings us to a question from the Gemara in Gittin Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Torah says by writing a get v'chasav la sefer krisus, it has to be a maisik siva, to be actual writing for a get to be kasher. So the Rishonim asks, what would be the halacha if a blob of ink fell on the page? Let's say the first word of the get is be'echad, on the first day of the month, whatever the month would be. So instead of wiping up the ink, the sofer carves out a bays or by erasing the ink that's there, so never actually writing the letters, but more erasing, this get would be puzzled because of an invalidation called chak tocho. So if the letters of a mezuzah and tefillin klaf would be formed this way, this would also be a puzzle klaf. So Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz Magen Avram in the Sif Katan Kuf Tzedek Gimel that by the shin of the Shel Rosh, it would work b'di'evad. Some actually insisted on using this mold because the shin comes out nicer. Generally, the less expensive tefillin have the shin made from using Chak Tochos process, while more expensive and labor-intensive tefillin have the shin pulled out, which some held was just a chumrah anyway. The Beis Yosef in Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Siman Lama Beis, Sif Mem, Sif Katan Mem Beis, gives two reasons for a shin specifically. Number one from the Or HaShem, that shin equals in Gematria 300, which is the number of tefillin days in a year. The second being the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and At Bash, which is where each letter in the Hebrew alphabet has a partner at the end of the alphabet. It's Mem Tzadik Pei Tzadik, which is also the Gematria of 300. So we get Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha, the name of Hashem is upon a person when they're wearing the tefillin with the shin on the top. Lastly, the Beis Yosef writes, B'Shem the Smag, that the four-headed shin is connected the shin of the luchos, since it was sunk in. So the four walls, if you look at this, if you take a shin, because each letter was floating in the air, so the spaces around the shin is four. So that's where it comes from, the shin of the Sefer Torah, the shin of the luchos, one on each side of the tefillin. Therefore, the tefillin of the Rosh got these shins. We should be zocher to fulfill, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, all 300 days of the year.